flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Fitz, you agree with this? Text message, 617-779-7937, same as the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, the coaching sucks, but the reason they lost yesterday wasn't because he punted on 4th and 6 with over 8 minutes to go down 10. It was because your quarterback and running back turned the ball over. Do you agree with that?
The running back's turnovers are a massive problem. Like the first fumble kills a drive that they get going, and then of course Buffalo is able to convert that into points, and then he literally gave them 7 points by putting the ball on the ground. Now yes, we agreed Drake May probably shouldn't have thrown the ball. Most importantly, Alex Van Pelt absolutely should not have called that play. It shouldn't have even been anything resembling an option. But Ramondre Stevenson led to half the points of the other team. And yes, Drake May was a little careless with the ball, but I mean, do we have to go back and play the Peyton Manning had 30 interceptions his rookie season and look how good he was his second year game? Because I'm going to continue to play that. This kid is playing with one of the emptiest cabinets of talent as far as running backs and wide receivers go in the NFL, trying to make things happen on his own. I don't care that he's turning the ball over a little too much. So the occasional fumble. Yeah, he's got a turnover and a pick in 7 straight, 8 out of 10. We knew that he was a little reckless with the ball coming out of college. This is something that he'll eventually work on. And also, when there's better talent around him, this will be less of an issue, Jones. This is not the death knell for this team, Drake May's turnovers. This is something that we'll look back on and say, like, well, yeah, look who he was really playing with. And yeah, he was learning the game, but he'll tidy that up. Whereas Ramondre, this is year 4, guy. You've been paid. You're a bell cow back. Ball security is paramount to nothing else when you're a running back. You cannot put the ball on the carpet as many times as he has. And I'm going to call his ability to be a lead back on this team into question if he's going to continue to do that. Like, I'm sorry. You're not strong enough. You're not Josh Jacobs. You're also not Jahmyr Gibbs. You're not David Montgomery. You're Ramondre Stevenson, and you are giving the other team points every other game. You can't do it.
So, you know, first of all, I agree with you on May. Like, I'm not overly concerned about the interceptions. I'm monitoring them. And if he gets more talent around him and he's still a turnover machine, which he has been, I mean, let's just call it what it is. He's been a turnover machine.
It's fine.
Then it'll be more concerning. It's the same thing with, like, the wins and losses. I'd like to see him eke out some wins. I don't think it's the end of the world he's losing with this crap-ass team and crap-ass roster around him. But, like, let's follow that. But I mostly like what I've seen out of Drake May. I'm not overly concerned about those things. I'm watching them. Stevenson's another story. Callahan had a good tweet yesterday. Andrew Callahan at the Boston Herald. Mm-hmm. Ramondre Stevenson is the only NFL running back with 7 fumbles in a year. There's still 2 games to go. 7 fumbles in a year since 2020. He's the fourth since 2010. Carson, who was a fumble machine, Tariq Cohen, and then Adrian Peterson. So, you know, there's some good backs on there, but is he good enough to get away with that? He's put the ball on the ground seven different times. The one yesterday, you know, really could have been a killer if the defense didn't hold up and limit Buffalo to a field goal.
Right. So, but it was still points.
It was still points, and it ultimately gave Buffalo the lead. And you can give him another half turnover on the lateral play down by the goal line where Taron Johnson falls on it in the end zone. Half on May, half on him, if you want to do it that way. But I just kind of look back at their whole offseason, Fitzy, and I get annoyed at this. They brought back all these players that were on a bad team a year ago, and they're not all bad players. Ramondre Stevenson is not a bad player, but I look at Stevenson and the contract they gave him and some of the other guys they brought back, and I get more and more pissed off about their approach last offseason. They did spend some money, but they didn't improve the team whatsoever from the outside, and that always frustrated me, and he's another example of that.
It's just, it's a high floor, you know, working class, blue collar, just get through the season type of team. Like, I remember when you said that you didn't want to bring back any of these guys, and I thought at first it was like, you know, well, I mean, there are some talented players on this team, and there were aspects of the operation that worked well last year. So why not bring back some of these middle-class guys? You know, a lot of Jelani Tavai's, and, you know, you'll have a good competitive team that your fans can be proud of. And we saw them at their best in week one. See, this is my thing about how this team has developed no identity over the course of the season, Jones. They showed us who we thought they were going to be week one on the road in Cincinnati. And I was thrilled they were just going to be a drag you down into their own personal hell, you know, gritted out bar fight, bloody knuckles, a physical football team that would probably lose twice as many games as they would win, but they would make you proud with their effort week in and week out. And then they start the season that way, and then that identity drifts away, and I don't really know who they've been aside from the team that Drake May is on with the bad coaching decisions since then.
Yeah.
That's really all they've been. They've been stuck in that same whirlpool for the last 2 months. Like, oh, look, like it's one of those infographics on Twitter. Like, Drake May plays well, bad coaching decisions, Jerod Mayo puts foot in mouth, turnover, Drake May plays well, Jerod Mayo. Like,
rinse, repeat.
It
is. Even yesterday, you felt good about their first half, and they were bold, and Mayo looked like he was coaching for his job, and then it feels like at halftime, he like got a short or something, he was back, and he completely went back into the same scared of his own shadow coach. Mike is in Rhode Island on the Patriots and their offense. Go ahead, Mike.
I think Drake May is the quarterback of our future, and I think we need a whole new offensive line. It's like the southern border opening up because the offensive line can't play well together.
That's it.
And Kraft needs to spend some money soon. And shout out to my essays at the Chop House in Mattoon Accords bar.
Oh, okay. There you go. Shout out.
All right.
Shout good southern border reference. We don't get enough of those, I think, when it comes
they
to
they got to rebuild the line, Jones. They do. I'm telling you right now.
Here's
we'll
what
do
they
got
to do. They got to sign ICE this offseason. That's going to lock it up. Lock it up for Drake May.
And to have Vivek and Elon, they're going to look at all the spending and they're going to figure out how to use that money, right? Hey, if we're giving shout-outs, shout-out to some of the great people from Tailgater 2000, one of the preeminent tailgates at Gillette Stadium.
Only
who are on
them?
on their way back from Buffalo, and they are using the Odyssey app, Jones, to listen to
nice.
Jones and Keefe with Fitzy right now, and just sent me a text saying, you guys are keeping us company on the long road back.
Excellent. Keeping us company is not quite the compliment I was hoping for. You're on. You're on while we're driving. And we're stuck on the road. You're keeping us company. I was hoping for a better compliment than that.
You're entertaining us with your riveting takes and lousy impersonations.
But shout out to listening there on the audio. That's dedication right there, Fitzy. 617-779-7937. So how do you fix the team? Offensive line, good suggestion. Get some talent around Drake May. One way I personally would not fix the team is bringing back Mayo and Covington and Van Pelt. But it turns out the Patriots are considering doing exactly that, according to Phil Perry.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.